Anybody who's from or has spent time in Indian country understands that humor has the power to heal old wounds. Despite that, only a handful of native comics have made it to the top. This week, I'm talking to Rob Fairbanks, an Ojibwe with big ideas to break that barrier.
My buddy Tito is one of my good friends, and he started doing comedy about 4 years before me. So he had already been doing it. And he was always encouraging me to, you know, come on, you should come upstage, you know, do 5 minutes, just do a couple minutes, you know. And he was always encouraging me to do it, but I was always too afraid. Like I was talking about, like that fear, you know, I was like.
It would be one thing to be funny with your friends, and quite another to be funny in front of an audience. A lot of pressure.
So he kept encouraging me, and so finally I found an opportunity. My cousin had asked me to come to a meeting, and he wanted me to speak and do some comedy. And I was like, well, here goes my chance. You know, I can try it. So I went to the meeting. He's like, well, how do you want me to do this? You want me to just call you up? And I was like, yeah, well, just call me up as a you know, I'm just a member who has a concern. So I ended up going, he calls me up as, you know, a member who has a concern. You know, I start with the whole, yeah, this is Robert, and I got some concerns for you, you know, and I have elders looking at me like, what's going on with this guy, you know, and I go and do a res report, and they're just like, you know, is this guy under the influence, or what is he, you know, is he? That was amazing. That was like, to see the reaction, you know, as they later on, you know, they got that confused look. They were laughing and giggling. For me, that was like the best reaction.
Although Rob grew up in Minneapolis, his family is from the Leech Lake Reservation and beyond.
What I believe is that we all originated from Canada. Because I did some research on the Fairbanks name, and it was a famous fur trader name, or, you know, that it was common. And so I think I'm kind of believing a some fur trader spread his seeds like Johnny Appleseed, you know, and we all sprouted. So I believe we're all originated from the same Fairbanks, so that's my philosophy.
In fact, Rob credits his Uncle Morris from Canada as an inspiration for one of his comedic characters.
Yeah, my uncle Morris, he's from Canada, and he has what you call a really resi accent. You know, and that's, you know, no matter what he was talking about, it was like, it always turned out to be a story. You know, he could be talking about going to the grocery store. He'd be like, yeah, I didn't have no ride to the grocery store, so I had to walk. And I was walking down the highway there, and nobody had picked me up, so I had to keep walking. And then I came across these dogs, these big old dogs. Holy man. So I had to pick up this stick. Big old stick, and I had to beat them dogs off to get them, keep them away.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week I'm talking to Rob Fairbanks, an Ojibwe comic from Cass Lake. I first stumbled across Rob's work on YouTube. Being new to the North Country, I was still getting used to all the accents I heard around me. His weather report had me holding my sides and laughing.
Yeah, this is your Leech Lake weather report for today. It's about 66 above. Oh, but holy, it's just buggy out. All kinds of bugs. Yeah. Bugs all over my face. Holy. Yeah, they're really jumping on me.
Rob realized that his brand of comedy is unique to reservation communities, but that humor is a universal language. He wanted to spread his act further out, a challenge when you live in a rural area.
Pretty much when you're on the res, you got to create your own shows. I mean, as far as like, there's really no comedy venue out here. You know, we don't have comedy clubs around in this area, at least. Not like Minneapolis or Fargo. I see Fargo starting to do a lot more of the comedy scene.
For now, like so many other performers, Rob's got a straight job and pursues his comedy on the side.
Well, I went back to school for HVAC. I got tired of doing the odd jobs. So I decided, you know, I like this. You know, it was hard. Don't get me wrong. It was hard, you know, learning from scratch. But, I just excelled at it. So
The internet has opened up many new possibilities. Rob and his friend John Roberts dreamed up an idea for a film.
Res comedy. From northern Minnesota, two Native American comedians trying to make it in the comedy business in the mainstream. And we hit the road. We head out west and with our dreams to make it big. And along the way, we meet up with our other fellow Native comedians. And basically, we hear their stories, their struggles, of their people, and the struggles they've had trying to make it as Native American, you know, and trying to be comedians.
They ran a Kickstarter campaign, got some funding, and their project is now number one of 10 finalists in a nice deal for distribution and final production of the film.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't believe it. It's made it that far and to come out on tops. You know, the amazing thing about it is we started out at like 11th place. Mm-hmm. And then like within 2 weeks, we made it to like the number one spot. So yeah, we climbed like all the way up to the top. So
for Rob, it isn't just about fame and fortune or even getting a movie produced. He wants to send a message to the young people in Indian Country. Go ahead and dream big. Sometimes dreams do come true.
My stepfather was real, you know, he's a real alcoholic and real abusive, mostly mentally and whatever, you know. So he'd always tell me these negative things, and I think growing up, you know, hearing that so much that I grew up thinking and believing that. I don't want my kids to think like that, and I don't want other kids to think like that. So for me, this Res Comedy documentary, I'm hoping that it'll show them that, you know, have dreams, dream big, and then, you know, don't be afraid to fail, you know, pursue your dreams.
And who knows? I mean, it's the call of the wild. Anything could happen.
I joke around about being wanting, I just want to be known as Leech Lake's favorite son. So that's kind of my goal, you know. I just want to be, you know, I want to represent where I'm from.
With the call of the wild, I'm Milt Lee.